tuned to WPRB, Princeton, New Jersey, community-supported independent radio at 103.3 FM, or online around the world at www.wprb.com. Welcome to another edition of Classical Discoveries. I am your host of this program, Marvin Rosen, and I'm with you every Wednesday morning from 5:30 until 11. Thank you so much for joining me today. We go now to music as performed by our guests. You were just listening to Kod, or When, by the Croatian guitarist and composer Ivan Padovic, who lived from 1800 until 1873. In our performance, you heard soprano Dominika Zamara along with guitarist Stanley Aleksandrovich, both of whom are with me today in the WPRB studio. Well, welcome to both of you.
Thank you. Well, pleasure Hello. To be here, Marvin.
Hello, it's a pleasure to be here in Princeton.
In Princeton, yeah. Well, you live in Italy, right?
Yes, I live in Italy for many years. I think in Italy, but I think around the world. Actually, we have many plans with Stanley Aleksandrovich, many concerts, and also opera with Maestro Watz of Mozart.
Right. Well, soprano Dominika Zamara was born in Wrocław, Poland in 1981 and studied at the Karol Lipinski Musical Academy. She later studied at the Italian Musical Conservatory in Verona and has worked with numerous artistic organizations in Europe and the United States. Our other distinguished guest, classical guitarist Stanley Aleksandrovich, is internationally renowned for his thrilling virtuosity, poetic interpretations, and refined musicality. In addition to performing standard repertoire, he has premiered and commissioned over 100 works by composers from Europe, Asia, the United States, Cuba, and Latin America. He is currently professor of guitar at the College of New Jersey, or TCNJ. Again, thank you both so much for coming today.
Our pleasure, Mark.
It's a pleasure.
Well, before we get to our main composer of the hour, Ivan Padovich, let us talk about your work as a soprano and guitar duo. When did the two of you meet, and how did this all begin? And who wants to talk? I mean, this is going to be interesting.
This was destiny. We met and during one of my tours in USA when I performing, I think in Lincoln Center, and we create our duo because I discovered his talent. He liked my voice, so we create this beautiful duo. Stanley inspired me and convened me to recording this CD with Ivan Padovich. So we're recording together in Italy, and now we work together around the world because we're performing in Italy, in USA, and where else? Maybe Stanley.
We were in Washington D.C. recently, yes, performing the cycle. London a year and a half ago.
Yes, London.
And
yeah,
soon we'll be in Estonia playing together. And
wow, wow!
During festival, international festival in Estonia.
Oh, that's great! Great. There's some great composers living there now, too.
I hope to learn a lot more.
Yeah. When did you start, though? Well, how many years is it now you're working together?
I think about 5 years total.
Really? 5 years, just? Oh,
four,
yeah.
Four
time
years.
Is flying.
Yeah,
yes. 5 years, I think.
Very good.
I was inspired by Dominika because she knew I worked a lot with singers because I think the guitar and voice is a very perfect balance and match, and they complement each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so she said, well, can you arrange some of these opera arias, famous opera arias? So I was kind of startled because it's new repertoire. So I thought I'd learn a lot, and I learned a great deal about opera from her, mm-hmm, studying in Italy. So
and right.
Yes, and vice versa, because it's amazing experience to working with him, with Stanley. It's great because it is a very particular repertoire. We make opera arias like Bellini, for example, Casta Diva with classical guitar. It was not easy, but he make amazing arrangement for this aria, and many, many leaders like Padovich leader and another composers also.
Very good. Well, speaking of our composer, Ivan Padovich, let's talk a little bit about him. How did you, first of all, get interested in him?
What happened was about a dozen years ago, a composer friend of mine from Baltimore, Kendall Kennison, who writes very beautiful atonal music, but he said to me, we're doing a concert of Croatian music. Do you have anything you could play on our concert down at Goucher College? And I didn't really know much at the time. And so I said, well, I'll look into it. So considering everything else was contemporary, I found some 19th century romantic things to balance it out. I played a solo, and I think I did an aria with a different singer a long time ago. Mm-hmm. But the music was just startlingly beautiful. And then I showed it to Dominika, and she was captivated.
Yeah. So when I see the first time, when Stanley showed me this beautiful song from Ivan Padovich, I was really shocked. It's so beautiful line, vocal line, like a little bit like bel canto line, and a little bit like Russian music. It's something like Tchaikovsky a little bit, but it's very comfortable for voice and very beautiful because you have to be able to make beautiful legato And also a text is very interesting because it's my first time I'm singing in Croatian language. I sing, was singing in many languages. I sing in Italian, in Latin, in Russian, Polish, Czech, and many, many others. French, of course, Spanish. But the first time in Croatian. And but it's very, sounds really great, this beautiful language for singing, very melodic language and very expressive. And this text is from romantic poets, Croatian poets, so it's really beautiful.
Yeah, it's a whole part of the world where there's so much other music. You know, we think of Italy, Germany, England, other places, but you think of places, Croatia and Slovenia, all these other places. It's just amazing, the composers and the talent, really, that's out there.
Yes, it's beautiful to discover always new music.
It's very exciting. Well, let's go now about the music itself. Share with us some characteristics of it.
What I would say about the music is that Padovec was one of the great guitar virtuoso composers of the 19th century. There's sort of one in every country that stands out, and he was the big guy in Croatia. And he was blind when he was a young boy. He was hit in the eye with a stone. And then he kind of, he wouldn't follow the normal path of life that a normal boy would do. And so he ended up being more introspective. He started to do his music lessons.
Did he get his sight back at all at any time?
It plagued him throughout his whole life. And by the end of his life, he was more or less blind, and he would have his students copy down his works. So it led to a sort of interest. He toured the world though for up until his mid-40s. So he was playing throughout Russia and most of Europe. So he was a very busy fellow, and he kept busy. I think the songs are special though because his solo guitar works are more of the mainstream of the guitar writing of the period, virtuoso variations and fantasies on opera themes. But the guitar works with the voice really have his heart and soul in them. So I think it's a special grouping.
And very good, very good. Well, both of you will be presenting a concert featuring the music of Ivan Padovec. It will be 1 week from today on Wednesday, May 10th at 7 p.m. at the Princeton Public Library, and that is 65 Witherspoon Street right here in Princeton, New Jersey. The phone number for more information is 609-924-9529. Now, will there be other things on the program or just
We have many plans. We're thinking also about Giuliani. This is an amazing Italian composer. He wrote so beautiful arias for voice and classical guitar. I'm studying this music. It's very difficult. It's very virtuosismo for voice, like a little bit like Rossini, a lot of coloratura, but it's really beautiful. It's like bel canto plus plus coloratura, something special we're planning to perform also this composer. We have many plans, many concerts here in USA, also in Poland. We're planning something in Italy, of course. Stanley is well known now in Italy because we're performing together in Venice recently, and also he performed his solo recital in Padua with great success. People really love his playing. So we have many plans, international and of course international festival in Estonia. Maybe say something more
On the Princeton festival. I'll also include some solo guitar work so Dominika can take a breather in between the great arias, and I'll do a piece by Johann Kaspar Merz, who was a Hungarian composer, and he was the great virtuoso of his country, and also by Johann Dubez, who is probably one of the greatest virtuosos of all time on any instrument. And he was both the greatest guitarist of the end of the 19th century, the head of the Zither Society, first violinist in a string quartet, and harpist in the court orchestra when the court orchestra harpist couldn't be there. And when one of the emperor's relatives died, one of his zither pieces was actually placed in the coffin. He was so well known at the time. So I'll include one of his big guitar works there.
Good. That sounds great. Once again, this will be 1 week from today on Wednesday, May 10th at 7 p.m. at the Princeton Public Library, 65 Witherspoon Street right here in Princeton, New Jersey. And once again, the phone number for more information is 609-924-9529. Well, let's go now to another composition of Ivan Padovec. And what are we going to hear?
Now we will be here. Pobratimstvo. This means relationship. This is very, very beautiful piece. My favorite, I have to say. This is beautiful vocal line and beautiful guitar parts.
Well, very good. We're going to hear that now. Our soprano is Dominika Zamara, and the guitarist is Stanley Aleksandrovich. Music by Ivan Parovich. You were just listening to music by the Croatian guitarist and composer Ivan Parovich. And what did we hear, Dominika?
We did hear an amazing song of Ivan Parovic, my favorite, Pobratimstvo. Pobratimstvo means relationship, friendship.
Okay, so very, very good. and thank you to be here to, I guess, do the commentary, I guess.
Oh, it's a big pleasure. Welcome.
Anyway, since we're talking to you, Dominika, what are some of the special or unique challenges that this music has given you as a singer?
This was an amazing experience to singing, performing this beautiful music with Stanley. This is special because I discovered in this music something special. This is very good for voice, for voice technique, because it's like singing like bel canto music. This is beautiful legato line. Not very high notes, but a lot of Padovich working with a medium part of medium register for voice. So it's very, very comfortable to pronounce very well this text. I think that for Padovich, this is leader, cycle of leader of Padovich. So in leader, text is the most important. Text have to express emotion, especially in romantic music, because in opera, aria is only part of opera, but leader, every leader, talk about stories, so it is very beautiful to talking about this text, to this amazing poetry, and this is very also useful for me. Every composer, every language. It was my first time with Croatian language, so I learn a lot of from this composer, and also I learn a lot of with working with Stanley, because this is particular to singing with guitarist, and this is great experience.
Very good. Well, Stanley, we're going back to you. Don't get too comfortable.
Okay.
Now, you mentioned in your bio, or your bio is mentioned, that you have premiered and commissioned over 100 works, which that really intrigues me, of course, due to the show that I do here every week. Yes. Who are some composers who have written works for you?
Let me think.
Don't have to list all 100 of them.
Many, many.
I don't think I can remember all 100 of them. Ones recently that I've been premiering and that have been commissioned. The piece by Kendall Kennison, my Baltimore friend who is professor of music at Goucher College. About every 5 years he writes a piece for me. And first he sort of wrote a piece without my without my asking, actually, for two guitars and harpsichord. Then I said, oh, write a solo piece. And he came across with, wrote a piece called Bermuda High, which is based on a Baltimore weather condition. But actually the beginning sounds like Aschenbach in Death in Venice of Britain, sort of musing over a sort of turmoil situation. Mm-hmm. Years later, he took a piece for his a duo for violin and piano, and he arranged it for solo guitar, which was quite a challenge. Most recently, a sonata that I've been premiering around the world. I've played in Italy and London, and let's see. Also, recently, a neo-baroque work by Robert Butts, a good friend of Dominika and mine, whose music is very tonal and beautiful. So these things balance each other out.
Right.
And even recently, a Czech composer Václav Kučera, I played his piece all around the world.
Oh yes, I remember that.
And it
I think you gave me a concerto of his a number of years ago.
Yes, I gave the U.S. premiere of his concerto in about 5 years ago, and it's beautiful work, and it's a homage to Che Guevara. So it's politics aside, it's basically about the fallen hero, life's journey. So,
and Stanley, let me ask you one quick question, because when you commission a work, do composers ask you for certain, I guess, issues involving the guitar, certain things, certain problems, or?
I think working with most of my friends are either composers or pianists, because I seem to learn from them. I try to learn from things I don't know and different instruments that what they could do. So it's a give and take with the composer. They'll write something and say, if this can't be played, we'll try to rewrite
there
it.
There you go. Okay. So that answers the question.
Not too many of them are dogmatic and then you have to do it this way, but most of them have a give and take, and I have a lot of freedom. And I found out historically people like Julian Bream would rewrite pieces by William Walton in a different key, because it just suited the guitar better, which is kind of an amazing thing. And it's usually to the benefit of the music. So it's composers are generally very work with you. They're very flexible in making the music work.
Well, that's great. Well, let's go now to a solo performance of yours, Stanley. This is music again of Ivan Padovich, and I particularly enjoyed the Variations Opus 4. What would you like to say about that before we hear it?
What I would say is this is, Padovich had sort of two sides to his personality, his publishing and his career. One was the virtuoso guitarist mm-hmm. side, and he followed in the tradition of people like Giuliani, which his music kind of in the solo works mirrors, and I wouldn't say imitates because it's very beautiful and special and particular to himself. And so he would do variation sets and mm-hmm. opera fantasies arranged for guitar. This piece is really his homage to Giuliani in a certain way. He's showing off that he's the great guitarist of Croatia at the time, and it's an early work. And he actually rewrote the piece 20 years later for the 10-string guitar in a different key and with mm-hmm. different variations. So Schubert's famous Opus 9 waltz. So it's a set of variations.
So let's listen to it, the whole thing. And our solo guitarist is my guest, Stanley Alexandrovich.
Thank you.
You were just listening to music by the Croatian guitarist and composer Ivan Potovic, and those were his variations Opus 4 as performed by one of my guests, Stanley Aleksandrovich. Well, we have up until now been featuring this compact disc, and if people want to buy this CD of works for guitar and soprano of Ivan Potovic, where can they do it?
If you wish to buy our CD, you can do it during our concert or directly from our discography from Italy. This is Shiva Collection Italy.
Stanley, you wanted to say something.
The Shiva Collection website, it's a great label for serious music in Italy, mostly romantic music, now featuring a lot of contemporary music in addition. So it's easiest to do through the website. It's you can always find
yes,
it
there. Yes, it's easier. Yes, you can get it directly.
Okay, well, very, very good. Well, we will be doing, I guess, doing a little interlude as performed by Stanley in just a few minutes. But for now, let's hear another composition from this CD. What are we going to hear, Dominika?
Now we're going to hear Mie Drago. It's mean, my dear.
My dear.
Yes.
Well, let's
very romantic text, very beautiful about two lovers.
Well, music once again by Ivan Potovic. Music once again of Ivan Potovic. What were we listening to, Dominika?
We just listening Mie Drago. It's mean, my dear. It was a beautiful song of Ivan Potovic.
Very good. Very, very good. Well, we're going to take a little interlude and listen to a performance by Stanley of another composer. You play other composers. Oh, yeah, you do that.
A lot of other composers.
Well, I have a short little piece of Ernst Bacon. Say a brief word about what we're going to hear about Ernst Bacon.
Ernst Bacon was probably the most, his widow called him the black horse of the American composers because he's one of the great unknowns in a certain way. I told her he's like the American Benjamin Britten because he has 250 songs and his vocal writing is very beautiful. But his son was a guitarist, so he loved to write for the guitar. And he took, his best friend was the famous photographer Ansel Adams.
Right.
They would hang out together and go up in the mountains and discuss music, philosophy, and arts. And Bacon took hymn tunes and he would arrange them as a sort of cantus firmus for the guitar and bass guitar compositions about around these thematic elements. So this is one of his most beautiful short pieces for the classical guitar.
Well, we're going to hear it right now. It's performed by my guest, Stanley Alexandrovich. We're having major technical problems with two of our CD players with that recording, which actually did begin, but it didn't get too far, so we'll just leave that for now. Let's go back, though, to some of the other items we were going to talk about. What is coming up musically for both of you right now?
This year is very active. I have many different things in around the world, many operas. Of course, now today we have general rehearsal with Maestro Robert Batz with Baroque Orchestra in Grace Church in Morristown. We will be performing opera Bastien und Bastienne in original German language of Mozart. It is the first opera of Mozart. This is amazing opera. Mozart had only 12 years old when he wrote this opera. The same opera will be performed many times in Italy in October in Torino during opera festival in beautiful theater Teatro Orfeo, and also for Italian TV. And I have many other things like Estonia Festival, like I go to Spain also for a very important international festival, Madrid Festival. I'm going to the Korea with Maestro Daniel Park, with Symphony Orchestra. In Poland, also many festivals, and I will be performing opera Le Nozze di Figaro. And also in Italy, many concerts like Milano Concerto in 14th of May, and many other things. And also with Stanley, we have many projects. We'll be performing together. In Italy for sure, in Poland soon, yes, in many projects. And I'm working on my new CD with Frédéric Chopin, with Maestro Franco Moro, our cycle of Chopin songs for soprano and piano. And very soon this CD will be ready in 1 month. You're very welcome on our concert opera, and follow us. Also my website, www.dominikazamara.eu, Europe. You're welcome.
Some of the things that I have coming up,
sure.
Going on the other side of the coin, a lot of my concerts are sort of 50-50. I will do 19th century virtuoso romantic guitar works for the first half, and the second half fully contemporary works. Mm-hmm. So one thing that's coming up in New York City on the 2nd of June with the Locrian Ensemble, I'm special guest artist, where I'll be playing Professor Emeritus Brian Fennelly, my late friend. He wrote a guitar piece for me called Maverick Tango. And we worked on this for many years, and I played it in London about 2 years ago, and we're going to feature it on the concert there. And also a good friend of mine, Carlton Wilkinson, his string quartet will be premiered there on the concert too. And so it's a year of string quartets. Kendall Kennison's string quartet is touring too, so that's one. And both Dominic and I will be at the Allian Baltic International Music Festival in Estonia in the midsummer. So I'll be performing and teaching there, and Dominic will be singing and many different things. And so
lots going on for both of you.
Yeah, we're keeping busy in good,
sounds
positive
good.
Musical
yeah.
ways
sounds
and lots
good.
Of interesting repertoire.
Yeah,
well,
so
I go ahead. Well, I got this, I think, programmed, ready to go, and I totally changed the player.
Oh, good.
So
I just played the Bacon piece down at the Baltimore Museum of Art a few months ago, and they were doing a concert based on the new art exhibit. So Bacon kind of worked in with the plastic aspect of arts and music combining. So.
Well, let's see if it works this time. We listen to Parting by Ernst Bacon.
Thank you.
You were just listening to Parting, a composition of American composer Ernst Bacon, as performed by one of my guests, Stanley Aleksandrovich. Well, we have been joined by soprano Dominika Zamara and guitarist Stanley Aleksandrovich. Thank you so much for coming. And before we do, let's talk again about the concert coming up. Who would like to talk about, remind everybody, it's next Wednesday.
Yes, I'll just say a few things.
Go ahead.
What we've chosen to do is we're doing this cycle throughout the world of Petrovich's complete Croatian songs. They work into a great sort of cycle. And so we did this in Washington, London, recently in Venice. So we're continuing in beautiful Princeton.
And Padova also.
Oh, Padova.
And I hope also in Poland very soon.
Well, where do you go from here? And now, after you do it next week in Princeton, where are you?
I play a salon concert up in down in South Jersey. And so doing one of that, a lot of modern music for a select audience.
What are you going to be doing?
I'll basically be repeating my concert in Padova. That'll be a lot of 19th century virtuoso guitar works, Mertz, Dubez, Padovec, and then Kendall Kennison's Guitar Sonata, Robert Butt's beautiful, beautiful early morning suite
that
I premiered in Italy recently in London.
Yeah, people love this, I confirm.
Yeah, he has a special knack for writing and a special knack for the voice. He's a very special and talented, great composer.
Yes, I love to sing music of Robert Butt. I was performing his music in Romania, in a Philharmonic, in Romanian Philharmonic, in a Ploiesti recently. He wrote all music for opera that we perform, contemporary opera, La Serva di Padova. Vincenzo Fagiano wrote all libretto, and we perform also Teatro Verdi Padova, and we will be performing Teatro Rovigo this year. And Robert Butt wrote new music for this opera, so we was recording DVD in Romania with Romanian Philharmonic, and we will be continuing this project also.
Well, very good. Well, thank you so much for coming. I just want to remind everybody that you can go to my website if you want more detailed information about any of the selections played today on Classical Discoveries. The address of my site is www.classicaldiscoveries.org. The detailed playlist, as well as the MP3 audio sound files for today's program, will be posted on my website by this evening. Also, if you have any comments or questions, feel free to email me directly at marvinrosen@classicaldiscoveries.org. Again, that's marvinrosen@classicaldiscoveries.org. Well, you have been listening to Classical Discoveries, and we are going to sign off now with two selections from the new CD devoted to the music of Ivan Petrovich. And what are we going to hear? We're going to start with...
We're going to start with Podziv. This is a beautiful song of Ivan Petrovich. This is about admiration, admiration for women. This is a really beautiful text, romantic text. And another one of the variant, Good night. Lacunot.
Well, good night, and thank you for coming. It was fun having you.
Our pleasure, Marvin. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sure.
Cheers.